Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. We are holding at Ad Heichon. We're already somewhat down the page a little bit on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Ad Heichon Gilgul Shavua, about 7 lines down in the page. So the Gemara wants to know, once we're talking about Gilgul Shavua, the concept that you can, once a person's taking one Shavua, you can make him take an additional Shavua as well. Ad Heichon Gilgul Shavua. How much of a claim, how weak can the claim be to make a guy take a swear once he's already swearing for something real? Meaning, can you just make him swear about anything? You can even make him swear that you're not my Eved. Once a guy is chayv to take a shvuah, you can say, yeah, I want you to swear that you're not my Eved, which is like a ridiculous claim. Why would anyone think he is your Eved? So the Gemara asks on Rav, how shamute meshamtin alei? Someone who asks another person to take a shvuah for something like that, we should put him in chayrum, and we shouldn't make the other guy swear. D'tanya hakari lechavero eved yehi benidui. If someone calls his friend an eved, he belongs in chayrum. It's a terrible thing to do, to be mezalzel in someone else and call them an eved. That's a violation of anas devarim. You're not allowed to say nasty things to other people. Mamzer, if someone calls his friend a mamzer, sofik es harbaim, he should get malchus. Rasha, if he calls his friend a rasha, we're allowed to hate this person who calls his friend a Russia and take away his parnasa and not shop in a store and not do anything to help support him. So you see that that it can't be that you can make a guy swear that he's not your Eved. You're not even allowed to call him an Eved. So how far does Gilgul Shavua go? Ella Amarava, he shavali shalonim kartali be'Eved Ivri. No, you can make him swear that he wasn't sold to you as an Eved Ivri. It's not that you're calling him an Eved, as if you're saying he's an Eved Kanani. You're making him swear to you that he wasn't sold as an Eved Ivri. Ask the Gemara, Hai Taina Samal Yasehi. Well, that's not a big deal. That's a really strong Taina. Mamona Isligabe. You're actually claiming that he owes you money, meaning you're saying that he owes you money, and that's why he would have been sold to you as an Eved. So what's the Chiddush that you could be Megalgel such a Shavua on him? Rava l'taymeh. The Gemara answers, this is Rava l'shitaso, Dama Rava Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. That Rava holds, now when you make a claim that someone is an Eved Ivri, you're not just claiming that he owes you money, you're claiming that you own him. That even by an Eved Ivri, there is some ownership on the person himself. So you can only make him swear that he's an Eved Ivri with a Gilgul Shavua, not with a straight up Shavua. Ihachi asked the Gemara, if he's the tviya is that you own the Eved, the claim is that you own the Eved, so then hainu karka, that's the same thing as claiming karka. So what's the chiddush that you could make him take that with a Gilgul? After all, the whole source of this whole discussion was that once you're making a guy take a shavua on metaltel, and the Mishnah had said, you can make him take a shavua on karka as well. So if it's about ownership of him, that's just an example of karka. Gemara explains, no, mau detema, karka hu davidin shi demizabni bitzina. Karka people sometimes sell quietly without letting anyone know about it, and that's why you can make him swear about that. Because emisa dezavin, if the truth is that that he sold in that field, less lekala, not everyone will know about it, because it could have been done privately, so that's why you can make him take a shavua on it. But hi, when it comes to claiming that the guy is Neved Ivri, im isa dezavin kala islay, if really you had bought him, everyone would have known about it. So I would think that you should not be allowed to make him take a Gilgul Shavua on that, because what are the chances that you're telling the truth, that you really own this guy? If you really owned this guy, how come nobody knows about it? So kamash v'lan, therefore it has to come and tell me that you can even do a Gilgul Shavua on something like that, on claiming that the guy is your Eved. So main point over here is that you could even do a Gilgul Shavua to make the guy swear that he has not become your Eved Ivri. Even though normally we would assume everyone would know if he were your Eved Ivri. So again, you could even make a guy take a Gilgul Shavua to say that he has not become your Eved Ivri, even though normally people would have known if he were your Eved Ivri. Now the next Mishnah is going to teach us about Kinyan Chalipin. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia learns the idea of Kinyan Chalipin, and there are two methods of Kinyan Chalipin. One is that the seller or the giver of a matana accepts an object from the buyer, and that's a Maisa Kinyan. That's what we call Kinyan Sudar. That's a normal Kinyan Chalipin. You give me the handkerchief, your gartel, your baseball, whatever, I just pick it up, and through that I am being makna to you my stuff. And the other is that it's a kinyan, what we call shava b'shava, where we're exchanging things. I'm giving you my cow, you give me your donkey. So it's an exchange. It's not that it's just a symbolic kinyan, but we're exchanging one thing from the other for the other. Those are the two types of kinyan chalipin. Says ni mishnah, kol anasa damim ba'acher, anything that's meant as payment for something else, the money that you pay for other things, kivan shezachazeh, once the seller acquires the money with chalipin, even just $1 of the $1,000 sale, nischayiv zeh b'chalipav. The buyer becomes obligated in giving the rest, meaning the object already is nikna with that, meaning even if there wasn't full payment, just by taking that first dollar, that works as a kinyan chalipin, and that right away the object has transferred from one party to the other. So if that object is a cow and it dies, it's the buyer's problem because it already belongs to the buyer. So the Mishnah gives examples. Ketzad, what's an example? Hechlif shar bepara. I exchange my ox for your cow. O chamar bishar, or my donkey for your ox. Kevan shezachazeh, once the owner of the cow has taken control, possession of the ox, or the owner of the ox has taken possession of the donkey by doing a mashiach on it, nischayev zeh b'chalipav. The other party, it becomes obligated to has to transfer. The other party has already transferred possession of his animal, to the extent that if anything happens to the para that was exchanged for the shar, or to the shar that was exchanged for the chamar, he's going to lose out. The transaction is already done, even though he has not yet even seen the animal. He hasn't yet even taken possession. He hasn't touched the animal yet. Since one person did the kinyan on one of the animals, the other animal has already transferred over. So the Mishnah had said that this is a concept called kinyan chalipin. That the Mishnah had said that even when you give a little bit of money, that's chalipin. Says Mishnah, chalipin my nihu. What is the chalipin that's done with money? Matbeya, meaning that the pashtos is it's a coin that you're paying. It's money that you're giving him. Shvamino matbeya nasa chalipin. So we see from our Mishnah that you can use a coin. You can use actual money for chalipin. Now this is problematic because the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that you can't use money for chalipin. You got to use a handkerchief or something, not money. So the Gemara answers, "Amar Rav Yehuda Achikamar, kala nisham damim ba'acher." Anything that you need to evaluate what it's worth when you want to give it as payment for another object, meaning any metaltalin other than money that has a known value. Money has a known value. We're talking about things that need to be evaluated, but anything else other than money. Kivan shezachalan is chayiv b'chalipin. Once you do a kinyan on that object, that which it's being exchanged for has already transferred. Dekanami, and this explanation of the Mishnah has to be correct, dekatani, because the Mishnah says, Ketzad, the Mishnah gives an example, and it doesn't talk about money in the example. It says, Hechlif shar bepara uchamar bishar. It talks about exchanging an ox for a cow, or a donkey for an ox. So clearly these are two things that are both objects, neither of them is money. Shmamina. So you see very clearly that's what we're talking about, a chalipin of one item for another item. So Gemara says, yeah, it has to be that way. Ulamai desol gadaitin meikara, dematbea nasa chalipin, my ketzad. How did the questioner understand the Mishnah? What, originally we thought the chalipin was happening with money? Well then how come the Mishnah then goes ahead and gives an example where there's no money at all, where it's just one item being changed for another item? That doesn't make any sense. So hachi kamar, this is what the way we would have understood the Mishnah originally. Peros nami avdi chalipin. That with peros you could also do chalipin. You don't necessarily need a kli. Ketzad, how do you do chalipin with peros? Hechlif besar shar bipara. O besar chamar bishar. I'm going to trade the meat of an ox for a cow. The meat of an ox, not an ox itself. Or the meat of a chamar for a shar, which are not considered kelim. That's only considered peros. Kevan shezachazeh nischayev b'chalipin. Once the kinyan has been made on one of them, so the other one becomes chayev in chalipin. So you see, according to this explanation, the Mishnah is teaching two things. First, that money can work for chalipin, and also that peiros can work for chalipin, because meat is considered like peiros. But however, the Gemara rejects that explanation, because the maskana of the Gemara in Bamitzia is that money does not work for chalipin. Now, main point over here will be that the Mishnah teaches that there's something called kinyan chalipin shava b'shava. That kinyan chalipin can be done shava b'shava, where you exchange one item for the other, and as soon as the kinyan is done on one side, it applies for both. And the other main point is that we thought we can prove that kinyan chalipin could be done with kesef, but the Gemara ultimately rejects that and says kinyan chalipin cannot be done with kesef. We thought we could prove kinyan chalipin could be done with kesef, but the Gemara rejects it and says kinyan chalipin cannot be done with kesef. Okay, we'll stop there, and the Chav Chesem Beis will pick up next time.